Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Keno Go, now in Victoria. Up to 20 million can be won every 3 minutes. Gamble responsibly.
The Kogan Money Credit Card. A great value card with rewards and no annual fee.
Summer Breakfast.
Big show today, big show on a Thursday morning. Nathan Buckley, SEN Breakfast co-host, former Pies coach and legend of the game, will join us in about 10 minutes' time. Mike Jones from The Athletic in the States. Tom Brady's hung them up for good. Simon Hill, Paramount Plus SEN soccer expert as well. Plenty of cash being splashed around in the transfer window over there in the UK. And Doug Bollinger, Big Bash Nation commentator, as we count down to the weekend's BBL final. Questions of that notice ahead of us as well. Scoop, a lot of traffic here just on the LeBron stuff and sportsmanship and the role that referees and athletes play in the game. Duna has texted in to say, LeBron sounds like the AFL fans who ring in on a Monday when a close game goes against them. You have four quarters to win a game, and by not doing so, you leave yourself vulnerable. And then this one, though, from Michael in Richmond. Are you genuine, Sam? It doesn't matter what happened during the game. That call was missed, was in the final few seconds of the game. It 100% cost the Lakers the game. There is no disputing it. Lads, I don't think you get the hate between the Celtics and the Lakers. It is huge. Could have been a fair bit of that involved with the LeBron stuff.
Does that go back to the Shaq days and the Larry Bird days? Because Lakers and
story rivalry.
Celtics, yeah. Yep. They've been a pretty strong rivals for a long time.
I don't think, I mean, coming back to Michael's text there, that might be true, Michael. That non-call did cost the Lakers the game. But what about everything else that cost the Lakers the game during the game? So it's one thing to mention it, but to mention it as graphically as he did, and then to still revisit it a week or so later, I mean, I would have thought you're doing everything you can to get referees involved at in every sport, junior, senior, professional level. The carry-on at the top end.
So who's going to ring LeBron and tell him to lose
That cart is well and truly in front of the horse at the moment. The horse has bolted completely. It's a totally different culture over there, though, and I like the fact that we've come down hard on it.
Stewie, how about you pull your head in for the good of the game?
That's right.
Stewie, how about you rack off?
Hey, North Melbourne, they did release a statement in the end on Taryn Thomas Scoob, but that wasn't the half of it yesterday. As we discussed, multiple women came forward with a series of serious allegations against Taryn Thomas. They were highly critical in the Herald Sun yesterday and angered at what they perceived to be a sweeping under the carpet by the AFL and North Melbourne Football Club. Thomas has already been charged, as we know, by police on a separate matter, threatening to distribute an intimate image following a three-month investigation. Now, Thomas trained yesterday just as the president, Sonia Hood, released the statement that said, "We take any allegation of threats of violence against women seriously." Dr. Hood went on to say the club was aware of formal allegations made against Taryn during the 2022 season that were investigated by the AFL's integrity unit. Taryn and the club cooperated fully with those investigations. The advice provided by the AFL following these incidents was that Taryn should undertake training and education to deal with his behavioural issues. And she goes on to say the club's put a multi-layered program in place, which is all around respectful relationships, education and the like. She did say, Dr. Hood, that should any further investigation arise from new information passed on to the AFL or the police, the club and Taryn will cooperate fully as we did in the wake of those initial allegations. Subject to further investigations, the club will await the outcome of the court proceedings before confirming our next course of action. Now, that was while Taryn was training. He was doorstopped by the media as he left the field at Arden Street, just offered a no comment only. But only hours later, Simon, he stepped away from the club, an indefinite leave of absence. The AFL's integrity unit yesterday informing North Melbourne of those new allegations of inappropriate behaviour and a second statement released by North Melbourne at 9 o'clock read, "In light of this new information, Thomas will remain away from the club while the AFL gathers further information about the allegations." So these are serious steps that have been put
in. So the initial statement out of North and their president was that the headlines in yesterday's paper were all associated with what had been dealt with last year?
The statement. No, the statement touched on both from Sonia Hood. It acknowledged what happened last year.
Yeah, and said if there is any fresh. Yes. So she's saying yesterday's paper weren't fresh allegations, they were last year's allegations.
No, no. She's saying should any further investigation arise from new information passed on to the AFL or the police, we will cooperate fully as
So that new information came through yesterday morning.
Of course. Well, yeah. We read it in the
After
Herald.
After she made her first statement.
We read it in the Herald Sun, didn't we? Now, the AFL are saying that they went back to those women, those complainants, for lack of a better word, in the wake of those reports. Now, you can believe what you want to believe or you cannot believe. I mean, it's hard for us on the outside to know, and some people understandably cast a real sceptical eye on the chain of events and what the league and the club knew or didn't know. The harshest of critics say North Melbourne have known about this for weeks and haven't said anything, and it took a front-page article for them to come out and do what they did. But ultimately, Taryn Thomas has stepped away from the club. Now, we came under attack yesterday for describing them as allegations and only allegations. And as we tried to explain, we have to do that legally. There's a presumption of innocence until proven guilty in this country anyway, regardless of how serious the allegations are, and they are all mightily serious and disturbing and all those words you care to mention. But now that he stepped away from the club, you think that's the right decision? Clearly, you would say that's been a suggested move on the club.
Yeah, I don't think that would be completely Taryn Thomas's move. No. I think that's the club saying, we all got some space here until this starts to be sorted out. And we know what direction it's going to head in. So I think that's fair and reasonable. Because the other thing you can't have, and I mean, an individual is not greater than a club. The club's got to get on with what they've got to do. And, you know, that sort of distraction, and you saw yesterday at training, you know, the door stopping, the reporters everywhere. I mean, the rest of the club have got to get on and do what they do. So I think the best for the football club and for Taryn Thomas that he goes and does that privately where he needs to and gets on with defending or doing what he has to do to put to bed what the allegations are that have been put to him.
Or he's found guilty and he faces the consequences Correct. Like everyone else. And Quite like right. we said yesterday, we hope those people have gone to the police. And if they haven't, then surely they should have. And we hope that's in train at the moment. Again, we're on the outside looking in, but we hope that those allegations have been put forward to the police
but
so they can do what
think
they do.
That there's two parts to that. If the AFL thought and North Melbourne thought it appropriate to put some layers of behavioural education behind Taryn Thomas on last year's allegations.
Which they were told to do. Yep.
And then now there are fresh allegations.
Yes.
I would think no matter whether police are involved or not, Taryn Thomas is in a fair bit of strife.
Absolutely. And the club does stress that he will continue to take part in those educational sessions. But, I mean, this goes beyond
that. It becomes bigger than that.
Yeah, it's much bigger than that.
Way bigger than that.
Of course it is. He would appear to be in a fair bit of strife and has some cases to answer, no doubt about it. SEN Breakfast is for the Kogan Money credit card. That is packed full of value. A lot of texts coming through as well. You can get involved any time on the Temper 40 Winks text. They are serious about sleep. Nathan Buckley not too far away. Interesting summer for Bucks. He's had a bit of everything and he's signed up now for Monday breakfast with the Volcano, Kane Corns. Are you going to give as good as he gets on that show?
I hope he sticks up for us as Victorians. Sam, that's all I want to ask him when he comes on.
Well, you think Kane's got a bit of a kick of Vic mentality?
I want someone to, you know, come on. Let's stick up for the big V. That's what we are here.
All right.
We're Victoria. They're minnows over there, South Australia. Followers. We set the agenda here.
Are we claiming Bucks, are we?
The navy blue and white. We set the agenda.
Well, are we claiming?
We are now. He's settled here.
Are we claiming Bucks?
Kane lives in Adelaide.
Well, he was, you know
he
where
can't
he was,
hear me.
You know where Bucks was born, don't you?
Yeah.
Adelaide.
Not here.
Adelaide.
Yeah, but he's adopted here.
We've adopted him, we have. We need to take a break. We'll be back with Bucks on the other side.